Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we will hear the warning of the shofar. Hallelujah. Torah, that you have awakened us to your Sabbath home, to enter into your house one more time, to hear your scripture of truth, your Torah, Abba Yahweh. Bless the manservant that's going to speak to the house this morning, Abba Yahweh. Bind up all the spirits that try to come against him this day, Abba Yahweh. Give him free liberty to speak with correction, rebuke, chastisement, reproof, Abba Yahweh. For the house of Israel, preparing us for the battle ahead, Abba Yahweh. Or let your Ruach have its way today, Abba Yahweh, touching the lives of your people, Abba Yahweh, that we stand in these last and evil days, proclaiming to be your true conditions, Abba Yahweh, a light that's set up on a hill and can't be hid, Abba Yahweh, proclaiming your true name, of the Abba, your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Bless the house today, Abba Yahweh. Let us trust, let us believe, and let us receive the word that's going to be spoken this morning to Israel. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. We're all about saying hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to wipe away all of our tears. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 1:22-33. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning? And fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruah unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mark when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hateth knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now we will hear the voice of the pastor, and as he come forth, let us greet him with Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Let us rejoice in the presence of Almighty Yah. Let me say this in the introduction, that it is a sad commentary. We find a people that say that they are the seed, the Zerah of Yisrael, and there is no robust internalizing of the very power of the Mighty One of Yisrael. This is a sick, sad generation, for our minds have been shapen by the iniquitous ways of our own lawlessness. We have walked in our avon and our powerlessness, and our minds have been conformed to that. We have established constitutions that are far from the Torah of Almighty Yah. For he commands Israel, let everything that hath breath praise ye, abrach, to feareth ye Yahweh. This is a stubborn generation. It is one that knows not the Abba, has no understanding. Our knowledge is based upon our, as Elder Wyman Bynum spoke to us on last night, we have been shapen by this spirit of Isabel, this Jezebel spirit. We understand, Israel, that the Torah, it is the instructions, it is the guidelines and disciplines of Yah that we may meet the goal that the Abba has established for a people that he has elected. And they shall shine with a bright emerald light, that others may see the power of the Most High One of Israel. And what we have done through our secular mindset, we can see it as we were so warned last night. We can see it in all forms of religion, whether it is Yahudaism, whether it is Christianity or Islam. They have taken the Torah of Yah. They have conformed it to traditions. And the Torah of Yah that he gives unto Israel, and it begins in the Bereshit, the Genesis of all things, it is his instructions, as he gave unto Noach, to accomplish the purpose and the goal that he had mandated. Because he said, I will bring terror upon this evil, wicked generation. And the Torah is given unto Israel that we may come into the presence of Yah through obedience, by Emunah, by faith in Yahshua, that we may accomplish his purpose. And this is a generation that doesn't even know the purpose of Yah. He must, as the battle raged in the Hoshemayim, the heavens, when Shotan began to exalt himself because of his own beauty that emanated the beauty of Yah, that is all based upon the worship, the Shachar, the worship of Yah. And there is a great battle today, for his identity is declared unto the world by the true worship of Israel unto him. And we come before him all staunch, stiff-necked, uncircumcised, in love him in our hearts. And we are repulsive, wicked people. For he commands us, as Yahshua says unto the Samaritan woman, he says that your avats, they worship in the mountains and the hills. He said, but the Abba seeketh such. And that is what the Torah directs us to. He seeketh such that will worship him in raka and in life, in spirit and in truth. And so the people of Yah must worship him that way. Hallelujah. That's all right. You can sit dead on me. That's all right with me. I have no compunction with that. You understand? There should be an omen that we concur with the pacifics of Yah. That's all right. You will not go to the ball games today. And they will show you what worship is unto their gods. Whether it's LSU Tigers, Georgia Tech Hornets, whomever, the Bulldogs, and all of their insignias are all filthy things, unclean. And they will show you an aspiration that is not even found among those that say they know the Abba, that knows Yahweh. We are people that's under disillusion. And so we proceed with our relics and our form and fashionism that denotes that we are the seed of Israel, lies from the pit of hell. It does not denote one thing at all. It is a tradition based among people that have taken the Torah. They have twisted, they have wrestled the Torah to conform to their own standards and to depict their image. And the Torah of Yah depict the mind of Almighty Yah. That's what it does. It depicts, it shows us the attitude, the personality, his mindset that he conveys or he delivers unto a people that they may meet his purpose. And the purpose that Yah established in Israel is the people to truly worship him. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. For the gods declare that they must be worshipped. We must have this shachar, this supplication, this bowing down, and this falling before Yah in a prostrate position. That our levim cries with great Teshuvah, repentance, and it is so deeply felt that we realize a speck of nothing. Yet Yah has called and elected a people that were consistent of nothing but a vile pile of putrefied, wicked, adulterated flesh. We come into the presence of Yah as David, he instructs us how to come before his presence. Hallelujah. Are we truly the seed of Israel? Are we imposters? Are we imposters? walking in falsehoods, in this religious euphoric, and makes us feel wonderful. The word of Yah is sharp and powerful than any two-edged swords. It comes to cut, to refine, to shape us, to repudiate, to rebuke, to bring mishpat, his judgment, to set his house in order, that we may be in alliance with him. And that is the purpose of the Torah. You can begin in Bereshit, the book of Genesis. As he said unto Noah, scripture says, and Noah, he did all, not some, call the entirety, not one centilla of a jolt was missing. He did all that Yah, according that Yahweh commanded him. He did all according to what Yah commanded him. He instructed him. And that is what the Torah does. It instructs us the simplicity, the tome, the completion, the fullness, the perfection of the Torah. It brings out the essence of every jot and tittle that Yahshua said, not one part shall pass from the Torah of Yah. We sit before the presence of the King. Zelda Wyman brought out, people got more excited about Barak Obama. They wept, they cried, women fell down prostrate, they fell down losing their emotions. And men, Jesse Jackson and all this heathenistic mindset, they wept, they cried. And we come before the presence of the Abba. We are staunch and stiff-necked, uncircumcised in these wicked hearts. That's why we're given over unto delusion, because we see not the love of Torah. We're a nation out of people in Israel, receive not the love of Torah. He gave them over to delusions. Did they perceive they had might in their own strength? Our strength comes from Almighty Yahweh. There is where the strength of Israel comes from. We come before him with our own personal interpretation, the traditions of our wicked forefathers. It is not the mandate of the Abba. We must, as Noach, he did all according to what Yahweh commanded him. He was a tzaddik, he was a man filled with righteousness, the Torah of obedience unto Yah. For some reason, we think that the Torah of Yah begins with Moshe. That is not so. When Yah speaks a word, it is a Torah, and it is a Torah of life. Every word that he speaks, as Yahshua says, it is the ruach, it is the spirit of life, and it is spirit makes one alive. You can go to Atlanta Falcons football game, and the spirit of that place will arouse you. And if you are dead, you will come alive. It will make you robust. It will invigorate you. It will rejuvenate you. And you will find yourself doing things that you did not even realize you were doing. So it is the Ruach among Israel that caused the living power of Torah to come alive. Why? Because the words that Yahshua is and was, he is Torah. And the word he is, it is Ruach, it is spirit, it is Yahweh, and it is life. It is Yah. And so when the living power of Yah is in us, we are alive. Hallelujah. I rejoice in Yahshua. Rogan David said, rejoice Israel. No, I did not come to Atlanta to appease anyone's carnal fleshly minds. That's not this preacher here. I'm not looking to establish some kind of mandate among the people. I'm here to declare the counsel, and all the counsel that I know according to the Torah of Yah unto his people. For we are lost people, we are sad, we are pitiful, and we need help. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. It is not according to your traditions, because they have made voids the Torah of Yah. For the Torah of Yah emanates power from Yisrael. It emanates the Shelach and the Shachal. The power to advance, to go forth, the authority of the mind to understand the specifics of Yah. This generation understand nothing of Yah. Nothing. Because those that think that they know, they have forsaken the living water of Yisrael. I want to be God in Scripture. And I want to express unto Yisrael, as the brothers have come, they are more eloquent teachers than I am. I am a loose cannon. So there is no formats to the way this preacher preaches. There is no structural dynamic to the way he preaches. He simply bare the bosom of Yah unto his people to make the word of Yah simple, with simplicity, with the tongue. As a young lad, I recall my mother when she would buy patterns in the days, in the 60s. And I recall the name of the pattern. It was called Simplicity or whatever. It was Simplicity. And the pattern was so laid out that it was simple for anyone to cut out the pattern, follow the instructions, and you could make garments for one to wear. And that is what the Torah of Yah is. It is His tomb. His tomb. It is His perfectness, His perfection. It is so precise. It is so simple. There is nothing incumbent about it. We can see that the ones of color, the ones that are brown, dark-skinned, the Negroes, the blacks, the Americans, the African-Americans, they have taken the Torah and they have skewered it, they have wrestled it, so as though they call themselves Jews, Yahudim, and those they call themselves Orthodox, or whatever, liberals, they have demasticated or taken the Torah of Yah and torn it to slitherings, whether they be Caucasians or what, have justified their damnable wickedness, their unrighteousness. This is a vile, wicked nation America is. Because there is no Misra, there is no government that is complete, that is ordered in the disciplines of Yahweh. You can't find it through no nation in the world. So they all have taken their part, and they have added their traditions, they have added their little codes, and their little idiosyncrasies. And so if you do not associate with that, then you are not walking in the lights of Torah. No, Yah gave the Torah unto His elect. And when Yah elects a man, He speaks unto him by the living Torah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And He has spoken unto Yisrael by the living power of His Torah. And so every man, you got the white Torah, you got the black Torah, you got the Jewish Torah, you got the Orthodox Torah, you got the liberal Torah, and they're full of lies. And they all have taken it, and they have imparted their own traditions, and their own manifesto, and the people are corrupt, they're twisted. When they hear truth, they don't even know how to respond. When the truth is revealed, they question everything because their minds are out of sync with the Torah of Yah. We must get back, as the old folks would say, to the old time way. Hallelujah. It is one thing that Yah does. He writes His Torah, as He did with Moshe. When Moshe came down and found those wicked folks and all their sins, He flung the tablets at them. Hallelujah. Because of their wickedness, their vileness. And Yah says, I understand, Moshe. I tell you what. You go hew me out some more stones. I'll write it again. So has He done in the life of Israel. He has written Khatab. He has written His Torah in the heart and the mind and the inward part of Israel. It is time out that we as the people of Yah playing around with your folly and our fictitious lifestyles that are based upon traditions and not upon the order of Yah. Don't worry about the baby crying. You all listen. That's the problem. Hallelujah. We're distracted by everything. I'm not here to amuse us. We've had enough amusement. Every kind of vile thing we've participated in. It's time that we get right with Yah.
Hallelujah. Ora begat the Bereshit of things in Genesis. Hallelujah. Ora began in chapter 8, verse 20. We understand, as I said to us, that Noach, the man of Yah, he was a Sadiq, he was a righteous man, according to the principles of the Torah of Yah, according to the guidance, the guidelines, according to the instructions as Elder Wyndham brought out to us, the Musah, the instructions that discipline us, that brings us into the perfect order or the perfect disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. So he was a man that was Sadiq, he was upright, he had a pure love, and he delighted in the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. You have so many splinter groups that they splinter from splinters from splinters because no one wants to delight in the Torah of truth. This Torah is of no man's private interpretation. It is revealed by the power and the manifestation of Yeshua HaMashiach. It is a living truth. It has never been dead. It has always been filled with the mercies, the kindness, the tenderness of Yah from the beginning. There is nothing new, nothing out. What he has done with this profoundness of Yeshua HaMashiach, he has given unto us a Brit Hadassah, a covenant that it is a continuation, and nothing has changed. Yeshua did not remove one jolt, one pirula from the Torah of Yah. Nothing is the power to bring it to light, the fullness, even in the blood offerings and the sacrifices. He brought that to light, the power of that, in our obedience and our submissiveness unto Almighty Yahweh. Just not by your relics. Who has more relics than the Catholic whore? Hallelujah. Or the white Baptists, or the black Baptists, or the white Pentecostals, or the white Pentecostals, or the Jewish Messianics. I'm not afraid to talk like that now. This is the way I talk. Hallelujah. We have procrastinated too long. Had a man write me the other day, and that his one of the contingencies of dealing with him, you cannot speak anything against Israel. Well, that little strip of land there, we will show you in Scripture today, that doesn't constitute all Israel. And those folks that are there, not all of them are Israel. Is that remnant? Is a remnant of the seed. As Elder Wyman brought out last night, it's just the truth. We don't want to deal with the actuality of facts. There were thieves and liars and cutthroats, and they came. And they killed and they massacred and they murdered. Yahweh has always fought the battle for Israel. He has always. And they butchered the Palestinians and they killed them. And they go to their walls and they pray. There is nothing coming from the wall. So you cannot say anything about that. Why? It's amazing that in this nation, we can talk about, quote, the black man, his conditions, but we can't talk about the white man in his condition, his attitudes. We can't talk about the Jewish man. We can't talk about the Greek man. We can't talk about nothing because we are people that are so sensitive. We don't want to deal with the reality of the truth. If they're wicked, I don't care if it's a black man, a brown man, a white man, a Jewish man. He's the wicked man. It makes no difference. And if you regard the black man, the white man, or the Jewish man, you're as wicked as they are. We don't want to deal with that. And it's wrong. Yahweh tore Israel to hell when they disobeyed him. He gave them over unto the Hittites, the Jebusites, to diminish their power, to bring them to shame. They took their women. They robbed the virtuousness of the women. And these cowardly men today. That's what they are. I say it that way. Solomon looked for a man he couldn't find but one. He looked for the pure entity of the woman. Come on, a man with 900 women and thousands that begged for him. And could not find one. Hallelujah. To hell with what this feminine order says. We will deal with truth. What Torah speaks. We're set for one thing. We're set for the defense of the message of Yeshua. Nothing else. But I defend that. I defend the message of Yahweh. If you find yourself defending any other thing, you are wicked. I do not defend Barack Hussein Obama no more than Mr. George Bush. For they are the seed of the serpent. They are cut out of the same cloth. Hallelujah. They're trying to identify Israel. And as Yah says to Yitzhak, because of the promise unto Abraham that Israel will be like the stars of Hashemayim of the heavens and of the sand of the sea. Now, I ask you one question. If you drop a piece of sand or a grain of sand along the seashore, turn around, could you find it? You could not. You cannot even number it. So it's not of the multiplicity or the numerics of Israel. He said that Israel, even though when the wicked tried to find Yahshua, he was not revealed unto his time. You will know the seed of Israel, for they shall be revealed in that time. For there is much persecution, trials, for many of the afflictions of the Sadiq or the righteous, call according to the purpose of Yah, but Yah delivers them out of them all. And so the time shall prevail that Israel shall be made known, as Yahshua was made known. And when Israel was made known for the great, when Yahshua was made known for the great trial, as Pilate said, he went out and said, when he asked him, what is Emat? What is truth? What is the power of the Torah? Hallelujah. He went out and said unto those that desired to impel him, he says, I find no fault in this man. There's nothing there. Nothing. And true Israel, you will not find faults in them against Yah. And we are people full of wickedness, are we not? We are Rasha people. We're full of criminality. We love to commit criminal acts against Yah. And that's our problem. Of course, we don't want to tell us that because we want people, the prophets aren't the smooth things. Tell me sweet things about me. Tell me wonderful things about me. Tell me that I'm this. You're not that. We're missing the mark. My prayers will raise up to Nobi, the prophet. What a strength that will stand against this indignant, wicked generation. Oh, you do excellent teaching on Torah things as far as what you call, quote, the Bayat, the temple. You can teach on the pacifics and the rooms and the showbread and all of the utensils. But that doesn't bring a man's mind in the direct alliance with the truth of Yah. We can teach on all those things. We miss the most weightiest thing. We miss the Mishpatim, the judgment of Yah. We are afraid to judge. The Sadiq man, the righteous man, he that is spiritual, he judge all things. And he's not even discerned of men. He's not even discerned that he is a righteous man. He's not one that has even acknowledged that. There's a tremendous battle that is raging. It is raging against the identity of the Most High. That's what it's all about. And it comes down to the worship element. And we as Israel must get in the true form of worshiping Israel. Not in your little rituals, your traditions, your formalities. They don't produce a damn thing. They damn us. Produce nothing. I've gone to places, and of course they had their rituals for years, and they can quote things out of the scripture, and they don't even look. They have a wad, stacks of papers like that, that this is the flow of the service. And yet you look, you discern, you see no light of the power of Yah. The Ra'ach. And that is the power that there is a lively strength of the Torah of Yah that operates in the minds of His people. You see nothing. But yet they have the rituals that produce nothing but a formality and a form every time they gather. That's all it does. It doesn't identify with the depth of their own love. It doesn't correct. It doesn't set the order of Yah according to the Torah. It is a deceitful form. That's all it is. They go to that wall over there in Jerusalem, in that city, Jerusalem, and they pray. And they go out and they will murder a Palestinian. They will kill. They will destroy. Come on, Israel. And if you're afraid, you better get out of here. For the walls may crumble in. Or the establishment here may put me out. I have no problem with that. We must deal with the Imat, the truth. We must deal with honesty. And it's sad. Hallelujah. Even that day when you had that religious experience. I know I did. 30 years ago, better. And of course, I was a broken man. All the things that I had done, the wickedness, the putrefied matter of my life, they all came before me. And I broke down with such tears. I didn't even know, quote, what a God was, unquote. I knew the traditions of my mother. I did not know. But I knew, even in the principles and the disciplines that I had learned by her, that if I would just confess my wickedness and be sincere. And my sincerity was based upon my brokenness of great tears. But that didn't save me. Yahweh had elected Israel before the foundation of the world. And as Herods, as Pharaoh tried to find the remnant of the seed, like Moshe, to destroy the firstborn, the men, they could not find them, nor can Shotan find Israel today. You understand? For Israel, Yaakov, shall be revealed. And he is going to wrestle with the Malacca of Almighty Yahweh, because Yahweh is the one that caused Israel to prevail. Not your form of ritualism. I despise it. They will pray at the walls all day and stab a Palestinian in the heads. One that has nothing to do with the lawlessness of the Hamas, the violence. And that is the truth. And we must deal with the reality of that. I will not defend anyone. I defend Yeshua. And I certainly do not need you to defend me. I tell the people around me all the time, I don't want your hava, I don't want your love. Because if this is what your love represents, I don't want that. Don't love me. Love yourself. Love someone else. You cannot learn how to love me until you truly learn how to love yourself. Well, you truly learn how to love yourself, you're honest with yourself. It's almost like a man like me, overweight and grotesque. He looks at himself and says, man, you gotta work on that. I just been totally honest. He just won't look in the mirror and say, oh, you look fine. No, you're a liar. You don't look fine. You're deceiving yourself. You're looking at the eyes of deception. And that is what they have done with the Torah. They have contorted it and changed it. They brought it down to rituals. Hallelujah. There are many things that I could touch on today, but I won't, because of expedience. And what to do with the simplicity of the tomb, the simplicity, the excellence, the perfection of the Torah of Almighty Yah. And that Torah communicates unto us the goal, the purpose of Yah. That is what Torah is. That is what Torah is. It has guidelines that we walk within the confines of the guidelines, that it brings us to the goal of Yah. Do you all hear that, Israel? That is what the Torah is. When he spoke unto Noah, he spoke a Torah. He spoke a Mishra, a governing power of words, of expression, to cause him to meet his purpose and to fulfill his goal. And when he did that, we can see it in the offering that he offered up unto Yah. The Torah was not a new implementation with Moshe. It was from the beginning. Because everything that Yah does, this cosmos, the logistics and the order of it, the sun never loses its place. He had it to stand still for Yahshua. It never loses its place. The moon never loses her light, but he's going to turn it dark. And the sun, the stars, the celestial bodies are in their order according to the Torah of Yah. It is the discipline, it is the mandate that they may serve the purpose of the Most High. That's what it's for. Because if the moon and the sun exchange places, then you're going to have, you're going to even have a change of the physical structure of man. And that's what has happened. We have a mutated mind that thinks that it is of Yah, that has no Torah delight in it. Shaul says, I delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts. How do you do that? Well, he has written something in us. It's almost like a woman that the man that she loves, she has great aspiration for. She gets a letter. She thought that he was deceased, lost in the battle. And all of a sudden, she gets a letter. And because her love is so real, it is so pure and love for him. When she gets that letter, it causes her, as she treasures each word, I'm alive, Jean. I'll be home. Every word, and she lays hold to that. Because his thoughts are imprinted in our life. His words, the messages that they spoke in the past are written. And just to hear those words, the inward part of her began to rejoice. And she just cannot stand still. The tears began to flow. Her hands, she began to run. She wants to tell everyone, David is alive. I heard from him. Oh, I'm so happy. You would know how to vote that I heard from him. We hear from Yah. We ought to respond that way. And not be like the Hornets, the hypocrites. You win the lottery, you wouldn't respond like that. Hallelujah. See your wickedness? You act like a plain fool. I've hit something greater than the lottery. Hallelujah. It's one thing that I constantly remind myself. I'm getting old every day. And I know that I'm going to cease from this biological realm. Hallelujah. As the old folks would say, I want to be right. I want to be right. And there is only one thing that calls us to meet the goals of Yahweh's Torah. Scripture says here in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. We must understand, as I introduced from the beginning, that Moshe, he was a man, a Noach. He was a man that obeyed Yah. He did all according that Yah commanded him. According to the Torah, he did all according to Yah's commandments. He kept the Torah as Yah spoke unto him. He did that. And after this great rage of Yah was poured out upon the earth, he did not move until Yah commanded him to go out of the ark. And when he came out, Scripture says here in Bereshit, Genesis 8:20, and Noach, he built an altar unto Yah. And he did not take the unclean things, but he took of the Torah, those things that were clean. Now there was no Torah of Moshe, but this was clean. He took of all the clean beasts, of the fowls of the air, and he offered a burnt offering on the altar unto Almighty Yahweh. And Scripture says in the next verse, Yahweh, he consumed that. He smelt this sweet savor. It was sweet to the nostrils of Almighty Yah. And Yahweh said in his leaven, he said in his inward parts, he spoke. Yahweh says, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. He's doing this for man's sake. That's what he says. He speaks to us, and our grounds are full of every kind of foul thing it is. There are seeds that are grown in our lives that are corrupt. They're corrupt seeds. They're thorns that choke out the word of Yah. What thorns? The cares of this life. The deceitfulness of the riches of this life. It chokes out the power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I will not curse the grounds again because, not because of Israel's sake. He said, because of man's sake. He said, because of Adam, because I've made him. And he made Adam when Shaltan fell from Hashemayim. He produced out of the earth of the ground. And he put the life and the power of Torah in Adam. He put that there. His power was to instruct Shava, Eve, in the disciplines of Yah. That's why no woman has no power over her bosom or head to instruct any man. Yah has not given her that power to take no message unto anyone, but to teach the daughters of Zion how to live kadosh, to live clean, to be beautiful. It is nothing more beautiful than a woman. And Shaitan has done everything to defeminize her and take away her beauty. There's nothing more pristine, nothing more productive than a woman. Nothing. It has reduced her down to a sexual object now. Hallelujah. That's why these dogs, it's amazing that they would take certain things out of the Torah. They want 3, 4, 5 wives, and they want to change that, and they want to have wives. But I'm writing a book on that. I will finish that next year sometime. And I will show you where that demise from hell, where it erupted from, the spirit of it. It is not of Yah. It's a wicked thing. And these wicked, twisted men, they abuse the women. And they don't want a woman their age, a 55-year-old woman. They want some 25 to play out their lustful desires. That's the truth. They don't want a woman their age. Big guts and fat, overweight hogs. That's what they are. And so they want something that's young. If they don't want a woman that's 60, they don't want a woman that's 60. Well, we're supposed to watch out of the daughters of Israel and take care of them. No, you're looking after because of your lustful hearts after the young girls. That's what you want. That's what they want. But they don't want a woman their age, and they justify these doctrines. Then you must justify those that offer the bullocks and the offerings like Moshe, because that is written, and it shall not change. It has not changed. Yeshua did not destroy that. He did not destroy one iota of the Torah. Yet they want to pick and choose what they think is appealing to them. And that's how they establish their doctrines. And so that is one of the most prolific doctrines that's going forth today. Having concubines, but the woman, she is bound, she has no liberty at all. He puts her away and gets someone else. You understand, I will. It's a lustful wickedness in men. It's not of you. I have one to call me about this dog here in Texas, this lined, deceitful, pedophilia dog, Israel Hawkins. Man called me from St. Lucius and asked me, this man, I've had those to visit our community, and the witness is so. One said he had 27, one said he had 31. The numbers are not that despair. And he loves the young women from the islands, the Caribbean islands, and places like that. A 70-some-year-old man with a 19-year-old gal. Come on. There's no conversation with that. It is not one of love. Don't tell me you love her. This man says to me, Pastor Roberts, there was a sister here. She leaves from this country and takes her 19-year-old daughter to America. Yes, yes, yes. And she goes to Israel Hawkins. Yes, 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 yes. And that was a man. He was 70 years old. And so his 19-year-old daughter, young virtuous daughter, Israel takes her and gives her to the 70-year-old man that had two wives, and he dies. And the daughter now, her condition now, yes, 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 yes. That's what these freaks do. I'll get on that. I want to stay on my subject. That's all right. I know who among us and who is he, all right? I'm a warrior. So if you come for a tremendous battle, you come to the right man. Hallelujah. He did all according that Yah commanded him. When the flood was over, he offered up the clean things unto Almighty Yah. Yah said, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. He says the reason why, because for the imagination of man's love, are we men? Did the woman come from the man? He said the imagination is evil. From his youth, did he lie? That's the Torah man. He is evil. His heart. David said, in sin, my mother conceived me. And in iniquity, I was shapen. A lawlessness. That's why he took another man's wife and brought hell in his house. Destruction. That's what he did. He said, in this avon, this way that is Torah-less, it doesn't cause me to meet the goal of Yah. Tell me, man, you having 10 wives is going to cause you to meet the goal of Yah. Lies. It's not going to do that. It's not going to even cause you to meet the goals of a carnal-minded man. It will not do that. The things that Yah suffered with Israel, because they had learned ways of the pagans, they had tried to incorporate those things in the ways of Yah, just like we have learned. Although Bynum said to us that even in this religious philosophy and dictates that we have learned, that we still today try to internalize the things of Yah by this paradigm of this religious aura that we are accustomed to. And he explained to us that Shaul, he had to empty himself. He counted it all as dung, that he may have the mind, let the mind of Yahshua be in him as well. And so we try to incorporate all the schisms and ideology and all the schisms. We try to collectively bring them together. And we scrutinize Torah according to that corrupt mind. It doesn't work. And that's why we are people, we are not prosperous. Hallelujah. We're not a people that have the wealth and the strength of Yah. We're an impugnate people. Anyone that calls themselves Israel, impugnate, a violent people. We're violent against Yah. We don't love his servants. As they did they kill the Nabi? Did Israel kill the prophet? Are you Israel? You still kill the prophet. When the prophets come to declare against this whore, the spirit of Sodom, and Egypt there in
Jerusalem? Or they're going to receive them with a great heart? Or they're going to kill them? They're going to kill them. And the body's going to lie in the street. That's Israel. For some reason, we want to depict them as this little pristine people. We're people that must have order. We're filthy, and we get filthy every day. If you don't believe that, don't bathe physically and see how filthy you smell. All right? Okay. Just do that. And so the first thing he did, he offered up the oblation unto Almighty God. It was an oblation. It was one of praises. They'd offer up, and it was so pure and pristine that it flowed into the nostrils of Yah like Yahshua, the savoring smell. And the prayers of the Siddiqah, the righteous of Yah, Yah says, this is a smell that I savor. It's something that I don't want to lose. And he savored the smell of this pure offering, this pure discipline of Torah that brought Noach to the place that he fulfilled not some but all the guidelines of instructions that God Yahweh commanded him. If he had gone any other way, he would have faltered. He would have made a detour. And it's one thing about the simplicity pattern. You cut it out the way it is, and you can make clothing all day long from that pattern. And that is one thing about the simplicity of the tomb of Torah. It is so perfect, so complete. The order is so right, you cannot mess up. It is only when we began to integrate our own thoughts, our own perceptions, and our own ideology, that we began to cause the Torah to become of no effect, because we rely upon traditions and attitudes that have been shaped by our own damnable corruption, that it produces nothing in us. And we go to the formals, the formality and the rituals in every activity, every event. It has to be this way, has to go this way. It's not of Yah. I say to the people back home all the time, I can't remember songs, anything. I can listen to a song 100 times and never remember it. I don't have the mindset. I sing it a different way every time. I said, we become so rigid. I sing one way and you sing one way. Come on, just sing from your left. That's how you sing it. Hallelujah. You sing from your left. Hallelujah. Let the words of Torah flow from you. We become so ritualistic that we cannot obtain the objectives of Yah. Are we obtaining the objectives of our own vile minds and our own rebelliousness? Because your flesh says, well, I don't feel like praising him. But Yah said, let everything that have breath, don't do it. Everything that have breath, praise ye, Yah. He tells you that. Hallelujah. Did Noah do all that he commanded him? Did he do all that? So when he burnt that clean offering unto Yah, you think that was not an order as to praise me, that his hands were not exalted unto Yah? Sure it was. He did all. He did all. And the stroll doesn't indicate everything that Moshe did. But we know he did all that Yah commanded him. And we are people that will not obey, because that's why we never meet the objectives of Yah. That's why we can never excel. We not can get beyond our wicked, damnable mindset and our flesh. We can't get beyond that. I don't care about my superlatives. I'm not a grammar major. Neither you. And so we can never claim to the pinnacle law that Yah ordained Israel to be, that she will bless the nations of the world. That's right, Torah. At least someone has a sense of truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, praises to Yah. He ordained Israel that she will be a blessing to the nations of the world. That kings would come and inquire. Men would seek their wise counsel. Hallelujah. Oh, this is an indictment upon Israel. The book is an indictment upon his people. The book is an indictment upon his people. The charges are red. The charges are red. We have failed him. Your ritualistic forms will not produce one thing at all. You will continue to stay in the ruts. We will continue to stay in the position that we are in, Israel. And that is a fact. It is one thing that we know that the Torah of Yah, the Torah of the wise, it is a fountain of life. And those that have the Torah of Yah, there's a fountain of life. Now that is what Solomon said.
It is a fountain of life unto the wise Israel, and it will cause us to depart from the snares of death. What is death? When sin is finished, when the transgressing of the Torah is finished in us, it brings forth death. It brings forth muth. Well, what is muth? It is the separation of Yah. Our minds are not in tune with the order, the disciplines, the statutes of Yahweh. Our minds are not in tune with the Mishra, the power of His Ruach, His Spirit, the life of His living source to rule in us. Our minds are estranged from that. And we can look at the pattern of Israel. They were always estranged from their Abba. And the reason that they were estranged, they were always going about doing things that were not according to the Torah to meet their own means. It was not the means of Yah. So they ran around the Torah to meet their own means, to do what they wanted to do. Yah says, don't take your daughters over there with those. And they did the opposite. Well, it'll make us strong. Yah says, your strength comes from the promise of Abraham, from the seed of Abraham. Well, we want to be like the rest of them. I didn't call you to be like the rest of them. I want you to be a different between the people of the world and my people. I wanted you to be different. Your attitude different. Your persona, your look, your character. That's what the Torah does. It conforms us into the mindset or into the person of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what it does. Well, what was he? He was just a living power of Torah. He's the living word in flesh. And that's where all the dwelling are. Is Yah has taken his hands and wrote something in you. My, for him to do that. Come on. We have missed the mark drastically. There are those that say, well, that was for some. They say, now the word of Yah is a now. His word is a very present help now. And the time of trouble, it is a now word. It is not a kingdom word, because when we get into the kingdom, we're going to be like Yahshua. Hallelujah. So I need that now. I don't need that in the kingdom. And the kingdom is finished. This is a now truth for Israel. And so Yah has taken his own counsel and put in Israel the Torah of life. Yes. As he did with Moshe, he says, I understand, give me those stones. Watch that hand. He wrote it. Hallelujah. It wasn't your mama's prayers that called you to be revived. It wasn't a prayer. It was the writing on the wall. It was the writing on the wall, Yisrael. We don't give Yah. I bless Yah for all things. For I don't care what powers that be, the world order to the Yah. For he has all things under control. He is the one. He put it in America's heart to give them a barak. And there are folks that went out that voted, never voted, but they went out and voted. They did not put barak in power. He gave them a king after their wicked hearts, after their own corruption, that will kill and butcher babies, that will go and kill and destroy nations and call it collateral damage. What a damn wicked nation America is. You better come out of this whore. You cannot be a partaker of her sins, for her iniquities have reached unto the heavens of Yah. Hallelujah. This is not a blessed place. It is a place that has damnation upon it. Oh, Mr. Jeremiah Wright was wrong when he says, they say God bless America. Well, their God is going to damn America. Their own God, Shaitan. Hallelujah. It's almost like when coming home and seeing the house and knowing that the mighty one is getting ready to take over, he's going to do all he can to destroy it. People getting put out of their homes in this crisis. They're knocking holes in the walls, but they're doing everything. So you put me out, that's all right. I'm going to tear this mother up. And they go in and tear to hell. Holes in the wall, they say, that's all right. It's going to cause you to get... I know what I'm talking about. And when this fool birth out of the belly of darkness, when he rises up and says, my reign is over, I'm going to tear to hell, that there will be nothing left that would be identifiable. He's going to turn against his own illegitimate, bastardized sons and daughters and their religious practices that have no Torah of life. He's going to burn them with the edge. The scripture says he's going to be that mighty, this false beast, that he will cause fire to come down out of Hashemayim, and that it was possible it would deceive the very elect. He shall perform simeons in the Greek expression, miracles that are so profound that he would even deceive the very elect unless their minds are governed by the Torah of Yah. That's what he's going to do. And he's going to tear this whole house to hell. That's exactly what he's going to do. Nuach says, this is right to perform before Yah. We that are wise, those that are wise, we have the Torah of life in us. I want to inject this verse here. Listen to it. Listen to it. It's from 2 Baruch. 2 Baruch, in chapter 38, verse 2. As Baruch speaks unto Yah, he says, listen now. He says, Your Torah is life. The Torah of Yah is life. Yah says with his Torah, let there be light. And there was light. That is the Torah. That is the instructions that governs light. The instructions of Yah. That is the Torah. He said, let there be plants that yield seeds. That is the Torah. He says, woman, you come out of a man, and you shall bear and fertilize seed, and bring it forth after man's kind. That is the Torah. Woman cannot meet a goal by producing or reproductiveness with two women. That is the vile law from hell. These faggot dog men, and this city is filled with them. This is the Mecca of punkality. Punkality and dyke woke. That's all right. I'm not afraid to say that in Atlanta, this whole house. Come out of this hole, Yisrael. She makes you filthy every day. You stink like her. Hallelujah. So no two women are going to get together and make a baby. No two women. No two men going to get together and make a baby. None. Well, they want to marry. Let them marry. It's not a marriage of Yah. And most of those that get married today, it's not even a marriage at all. It is just a cohabitation with each other. There's no pure hava, no love. Come on. There's no ichatz, no oneness. Hallelujah. So it's just a form. They give it, just like it was in the days of Noah. So they're married, giving in marriage. They're eating and drinking. As Brother Shaul says, they're getting fat and greedy. That's what we do. Hallelujah. And Yah's given us a Torah that produce life, as Brother Shaul brought to us. Brother Patrick spoke unto us about the Torah of light. And we know that his Torah, what? Every word he speaks unto us, Israel, that is the Torah of Yah. Everything that he speaks unto us brings discipline, brings light, brings life. It conforms us into the image of Yeshua HaMashiach. Not the Baptist way, not the Pentecost, not the Messianics. They are mass. They're not messianic. And that's followers of Yahshua. And not, for he will be the fullness and manifest the power of Torah. He said, you Pharisees, you Hornei, you damn hypocrites. You just like your daddy. He was a murderer from the beginning. A liar. Why? He did not dwell in the Torah, the truth, the Emet. Yah. When a man doesn't dwell in the Torah, the truth, the Emet, he was a deceived murderer. He was a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning. Hallelujah. And that's what we have today. Murderous men that murder the sheep and kill them and fleece them. They take the Torah and say, well, you got to look like this. You got to do this. You got to have on that. You got to have on this. Now I want to have on the cloak of Siddiq. The cloak of righteousness. I want my mind to be enveloped with the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what I want. That's what I want. My garments to be the Siddiq, the righteousness of Yah. This breastplate of righteousness. A helmet. The salvation of my feet short. We prepared by the message of the Torah of Yah. And sort of the rock of Yah.
These men today speak with no authority, none whatsoever. It has nothing to do with the vociferousness of the voice or the elevation of the voice. It has nothing to do with that. But it's one thing of the truth of Yah that's always cut. The word of Yah always cut. He intends for it to cut. And it must cut. It must cut. I can teach on love and it will cut. Because we have a false love. It's one full of dissimulation. It's phony. Oh, how you doing, brother? Oh, how you doing? Yeah, blessed. Don't kiss me. Did Yehuda kiss Yahshua? And he said to him, I love you. He said, you do, Yehuda? Those words are going to come to haunt you. So don't kiss me. Hallelujah. Maruk says your Torah's life and your wisdom, your hukmah, your wisdom is the right way. The wisdom of Yah. What speaks the mind of Yah to Israel? What shows us the pattern of Yah? It's His Torah. It's what He speaks unto us. It is His experience with His own concept. Because He is the offspring or His concept of the offsprings of His mind. Everything He says is right. Every word of wisdom He speaks is the right way. I don't care what Yah speaks to us, it's right to do. When He tells you to lift your hands, you rebellious people, He means that. When He tells you everything that has breath to praise Him, He means that, you rebellious house of Israel. We're rebellious people, are we not? We have learned well the way of Shaitan. Did He not rebel? It's almost like a child. Mama say, come here, the child. Get over here, girl. Well, see, with my grandmother, after the first one, you were there. We need parents like that back in the 50s and 60s. They would skin their little ass. And I say it that way. Hallelujah, tan their ass. Yah's going to tan us. Every son that He receives. Everyone. He scourges and He chaseth. You tell me He whipped the fanny fan of yours? He whipped that butt. And He doesn't spare you for crying. Oh, I'm sorry. He said, I'm going to whip that butt, boy. This whole thing going to save you from hell. He doesn't alter that. And I'm telling you, Israel, He's going to fan that hide of yours. He's going to skin the skin off of it. You haven't seen nothing. And there's one thing, when Yah skins it, you will repent. You will have truly teshuvah. You will repent. When Granny would put the rock on you, honey, when she finished, you were right. You were sanctified. You were set apart for the service of her mandates. When she said, go wash those dishes, you went wash. She said, sweep that yard out there, you sweep it. And you move with energy and you move excitingly too, because you knew she could rock that backside. Hallelujah. And she caused a trepidation of fear to permeate. And when she said something, she meant it. We have played Yah to be a cowardly, a most high. He doesn't mean that I can do what I want to. You're a liar. When He speaks, He means what He says. He doesn't intend to speak twice. He said it once, twice. That's it, Israel. And we have, in this corrupt mindset, we have conjured up our own perception of Yah. And it is not Yahweh. It is not Israel. If you have one prayer, pray that He raise up the true Nobi. Just one prophet in this nation. I am not a prophet. And the ones that think they're prophets, they're weak as honey dip water. You will know a prophet when he comes. Hallelujah. What happens to a prophet? They kill him. All right then. These liars today are not prophets. Were they killed among their own brethren? Are we Israel? So Israel always killed the prophet. Did they kill Yeshua? They killed Yeshua. Hallelujah. The pattern is there. They will always kill the Nabi. Because he speaks as a messenger of Yah. He is a melech. He speaks as a melech of Yah. A heavenly messenger. And they will always kill him. Hallelujah. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. And so the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh Israel, it is life. And the wisdom of Yah, it is what
produce this life, because the life of Yah, it is His right way. It is His right way. It is the way that is right. Yasha. It is right to obey Torah. And we must obey what Yah commands. Yahshua speaks to us in Yochanan John. John chapter 6, verse 63. I've quoted this, but I want to read it according to Scripture. John 6, 43. It says, 63. John 6, 63. He says, it is the Ruach, it is the Spirit of Yah that makes alive. Do you all hear that? And then he says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruach, they are spiritual, and they are life. That's what Yahshua spoke unto Israel. And it is the life of the Ruach that caused the Word of Yah to come alive in Israel. And so when we hear the voice of Yahshua, in sundry times, He spoke unto us by the prophets. And now He speaks to us in a more excellent way. He speaks to us by His Son. Well, quote, Yah spoke to me. You are a fat out liar. He did not speak to you. Yahshua doesn't speak to you. You cannot even come unto the Abba. You cannot even come unto Yahshua unless Yah draws you. How are you going to hear the voice of Yah when you can't hear the voice of Yahshua? He's not talking to you. You hear that? They've learned that deceitful, damn liish way from the religious practices of their forefathers. And so they incorporate those lies among the Israelites and say, quote, Yah said to me, well, Yah speaks in a book that you don't even know what the book says. He can't even speak to you from the book when He tells you to let everything have breath to praise, and you can't do that. You think He's going to speak to you? We're rebellious, wicked people. We're full of lies. You can't obey that simple truth? When He tells you to praise Him, you can't do that. You think He's going to say, oh, hold up, David. I'm talking to you. Tell Israel that I'm going to spank them. Well, He said that already in the book. David, tell Israel I'm going to do a new thing. Now, everything he does is right. He's already done the thing. There's nothing new under the sun. You know it's a lie because it's not according to Scripture. These are the Kitty Copelands and the big fat daddies down here. Eddie Long and the hog out there in Texas. T.D. the Snake, Snake and Jakes. And Benny Pippin here, and the pimp the folks and rob them and fleece the folks. Never one organic miracle, more faith, nothing at all. They tell you that cripple, you stay back there, honey. You that got something internal, come on up. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, ta, 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 ta. Pa, 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 ha. This wicked generation by that. Benny Hinn, he's a man of God. I believe that. I have no compunction with that. I believe he's a man of God. He's a God of this world. Shaitan is a God. Yah's not that. If Shaitan, a cherubim, as Elder Bynum brought to us, if he's a God, then Yah's not that. So I will not classify Yah with what you classify Shaitan with, all right? Hallelujah. God damn every God. I say it that way. And I'm not fearful to say it. Hallelujah. I will. We're people that do not want to deal with just truth. Deal with our own faults. We don't want to deal with that. Tell me nice things, I like you. You tell me things that contradict my own perception of me, then you got a problem with me. That's what Yah does. To have this carnal mind is enmity against Yah. It's a fight. It's a mind that truly hates Torah. It hates it. So it tries to rectify things in some kind of ritualistic form. And so you see people, oh, I'm just like the Pharisees, the Pilasteries, and they got everything. And they say, well, I'm a Israelite. You're not a Israelite because you're looking like that. Hallelujah. That doesn't make you a Israelite. But flows from the love of man, that which is pure. Hallelujah. You're sure he walked just like the rest of them walk? Sure he did. When his feet were hurting, he says to Yahuda, he says, Kephala, sit down. Well, rub my feet a little bit. Went into the harlot's house. At least she did wash them. My feet were hurting. Wash, honey, toda. Kephala, I came into your house. You didn't even want to wash my feet. She washed them. She kissed them. Come on, daughters of Zion. You have a place that is so beautiful that my. And the enemy has robbed you of your beauty. your look, your charm, and that we're so fictitious. You don't even know what kind of style, how to look. You're so crazy with your appearance. It's crazy. It's not anything beautiful. Nothing. What you think represents beauty, it's a hellish, wicked stench. That's all it is. It's not the beauty of Yah. These twisted-minded Jezebels have taught you how to be beautiful. When the elderly daughters of design taught the young women what was beautiful. Baby, put on that. Take that off. You don't have to look like that. And you look so beautiful. Ah. And so we let this corrupt spirit tell you what is beautiful. The Torah teaches us what is beautiful. He beautify your daughters, your sons of Tizayah, with meekness and Yeshua and salvation. You understand. That is the identity of your beauty. Not your Leslie Faye frock, honey. Hallelujah. Not that. That won't be it all. You just made Leslie Faye a little richer. Hallelujah. Virtuous daughter to Zion, Mishli, Proverbs 31, it tells you her activities, her beauty. That men look at her and say, man, look at this. That a man trusts her with everything. He trusts her with the money, the affairs of the house, the children. He sits in the market and they say, look, man, you know you're somebody. Look at you. Hallelujah. And that it is the way it is with Yah. He says, this woman of yours, she's a whore. He says, I know. It's for the mercy of Yahshua to plead the cause. She's an adulterous woman. She's a whorish woman. What man wants a whorish woman? Not me. I would not have one. Hallelujah. I want a whorish woman. And I'm quite sure she doesn't want a man of whoredom that pollutes her body with every kind of vile thing it is. But a wicked man. How can he lay down and say he loves her? He can't. It's an adulterous, wicked generation. Hallelujah. I talk like that now. If they don't know me, this is the way I talk. But I don't, as Granny would say, Isaac don't take back one word. I don't take back one word at all. It's taking your beauty, daughters, your beautiful things. You're something so beautiful that Yah says when a man finds a wife, he finds an excellent, most beautiful thing. And he has favor. He has favor. Man, we don't hear that. Come on, daughter. So the enemy doesn't want you to practice or your elderly daughters to teach them what a wife should be. Flashing their ass like some Jezebel. Naked like a hoe. I will. But a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor. I mean, you tell me. Yes, I favored you, man. I know you're an ignorant thing, but I favored you. Given your wife. Her character represents the beauty of what I expect. And y'all looks at it and say, ah, that's all right. It's a savoring smell. And so the enemy has raised up these Paris dog bow wows. These Britney's ho-hoppers. Hallelujah. These queen of whoredom Latifahs. And they tell you, honey, let your titties out, flop like a dog. You want your cleavage, your shoulder, let every man see, honey, you got nothing there. And then they'll realize they cost them out to despise them. I despise women like that. I do now. I do. That's just me. Hallelujah. When I see a woman that she's clothed with the beauty of Yah, I can talk to her. Bless you. How you doing? Whether she's saved or unsaved. She has a character that doesn't represent this filthy, wicked world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says, Yahshua commands us, he declares, as he spoke unto the Pharisaic order, as Elder Wyman brought out to us in Matitiyah, Matthew 23:27. And I want to move with a little pace here. He says in Matitiyah 23:27, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He calls them Hanif. He calls them hypocrites. You are so vile and so wicked. You are so unclean. You have no Torah discipline. And that's what this generation is. It is a generation that is a Hanif. It has no Torah discipline at all. He says, you Hanif. He says, for you are like a whited sepulchre, which indeed you appear beautiful outwardly. You look wonderful. You look pristine. When people see you, they say, ah, he must be of, quote, God, unquote. They see the Muslim, oh, he must be of God, unquote. They see the Orthodox, rabbinical, or, oh, my, he's a man of reverence like hell. Men of deceit and lies. They let the people down paths that are of error and full of lies and deception. They have not led them to the power of the deliverance of Yah. Yahshua is the deliverance. There's no other deliverance but in Him. And you can offer up the bullocks all you want to. You can wear polystery on your right arm, your left arm. You can wear it between your eyes. It makes no difference at all. I have a polystery of the Torah of Yah in my inward parts. Hallelujah. And what reminds me of that is that when Yahshua speaks to me every day, when I get up, He speaks Torah. He speaks the life. He revived the Torah from the inward parts. That's what He speaks. Hallelujah. I don't have to get up like the Muslim and first thing wash my nose out before I talk. But when I get up in the morning, He talks to me. Hallelujah. Have to wash this foot first before that one? No. Sometimes I don't wash either foot. I get up and go that way. Hallelujah. He says, you look right outwardly. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, but you are within, you are full of dead men bones. Now this ought to throw us for a loop here. He said, you're so full of dead men bones, and not some, but coal. All uncleanliness. You're filthy. Our practices are filthy. They are not disrupted by the Torah, because the Torah will always bring us to the mindset of Yahshua. It will always do that. Hallelujah. Were these not of the Pharisaic order? These were not men that were learned men in the Torah of Yah. That's who they were. They were lawyers. They were men learned it in the Torah. They were not outside the commonwealth of Israel. And I want to say to you, Israel, that Israel consists of more than the tribe of Yehuda. There were 12 sons of Yaqub, and they are Israel. Hallelujah. I have to say this Zionist order, that everyone there that came from Russia, Czechoslovakia, Poland, to say that is Israel, that's a lie from hell. Is there a remnant there? Sure, there are remnant there. But are they all Israel? No, they are not. No more than all in America, more than South America. They're not all Israel. It's amazing that the doctrine, they say, well, all of Yahuda, the men of the dark skin, the nature, they're here in America. Now, that is crazy. Yah says, as elder woman, but he will scatter. Do you all know anything about gardening? I'm a farmer. Now, I know how to garden now. I know how to farm. Hallelujah. I am tough when it comes to gardening and farming. Truth. And I work too. She's a young man. I will show my work as hard as you, because I got to eat off the table. And so when I sit down, then the broccoli is sweet. We'll be picking broccoli when we get back, and cabbages and cauliflowers and man. I get out there all day and I pick. Makes me no different. Hallelujah. And Zoraban scatters. When you scatter small seeds like turnips, wheat, you don't know where no seed falls. You just scatter. You take a handful. He took Israel, and he said, they were scattered. Every nation. Not some. Every nation. Okay, where you go, you find the remnant of the sea, of the Zerubbabel. Israel is there. Israel is there. And just like Yisrael gave you all the coats of many colors, of colors, that is the extremity of the variations, of the color, the complexity of Israel. It is the truth. I don't care what you buy. Hallelujah. That is Israel. And they're found in some of the coldest places. And some where the skin is blacker than black. You understand. Hallelujah.
It's amazing that all that were captured, they say, from the coast of Ghana and Africa and the diasporas, they came here. They all Yehuda came here. And all the Benjamites went here in the Caribbean. And all the Gadites went there. Lies from hell. How do they even know what tribe they came from? Israel has always been a confused, ignorant people. They didn't even know they had come from Yah. So how are you going to know what tribe you come from? Come on here, somebody. You don't even know where you come from. You don't even know who you came out of. You go tell me what tribe you came out of. You don't even know who you come out of. Because if you know who you came out of, you would obey him. Hallelujah. You would obey him. That child came out of him. Even Ras knows his master's crib. Israel know Nadia. A jackass will know the crib. I'm a farmer now. We've had all kinds of horses and we have all kinds of farm animals. I'm telling you. I know. You understand. I don't care how wild the sheep or the goats are. When you come out there, yep! They hear that corn, they all come running. They even know. When Yah feeds us, David said, feed me, Yah, until I won't no more. We don't even know when we are being fed. A jackass understands his master where the corn is. And we don't even know where the bread of life is. So tell me how you know your tribe. Iscariot. There were only two tribes. Sure, they came out of the diaspora of Mizraim. And that Yahushua gave them their inheritance. Two and a half. Hallelujah. They went to their homes. And he warned them what they must do. I'll read that. All right. Hallelujah. He said, you're full of all uncleanliness. He says, you're so profane. You're so total lessness. You're so filthy. You're so wicked. You're so self-righteous. And the next verse he says in verse 28. He says, even so, you also outwardly, you appear to be a Siddiq man. But within you are full of hypocrisy and avon. You're full of hanif, and you're full of avon, you're full of total lessness. When something is full, can you get anything in there? Go home and fill up a glass of water and see how much more water you can get in there. It begins to run over, right? And so the iniquitous ways have entered into the nostrils of Almighty Yah, the Abba Asabeah, the one of great might, military might and power. He says you're full. Not that you are third, you're full. You are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. And that is the generation of those that call themselves the seed of Israel. They're full of hypocrisy. Well, a hypocrite, because he's not his mindset is not based in the concept of the Torah of Yah, to meet the goal of Yah, then he can see this one of his own nationality. That's something he said, well, he's the Israelite. Lies! What about sees what's taking place over in the land of what we call Palestine, Israel, and see the vicious vileness whereby people are suppressed. Come on, Yah says this. Yah says this. I remember when old Bush was down there. I said to the people back home when the Sheehan was raising hell against Bush, you got our soldiers in the war. I said, you know, the best thing for Bush to do, the scripture says when you're enemy, he said, feed to him. Just feed him. I said, the best thing Sarah Palin could do, I mean, this crazy woman, Bush. I said, he ought to call the caterer and say, go out there, fix him up. Barbecue. They love pork and stuff like that. Put some soda pop and tea. Go feed them. And the folks out there raise their hell. Mr. Bush, all of a sudden, they began to eat. Well, you know, he is nice. He did feed us. Come on, that's the Torah of Yah. Palestinians that don't feed them. They starve the folks. Come on, we can't get away from that Israel. They starve the people. They shut them off. And that's what any type of totalitarian government does. And that's what this totalitarian capitalist government has done. It starves us from the truth. It personifies men like Benny Hinn and CBN, TBN, these Jezebels. Homosexual man, his wife, been cut every way but cut right. Jezebel, birthed that way. And so they raise up these men, big hogs like T.D. Snake out there in Dallas and the whole house out there. Right down here in Atlanta, Mr. Eddie, the pimp daddy dog long, all of them, everything goes. No separation between them and the world. So they raise up men like this, the little creeping crap low dollar down here, dollar man down here that loves your money. He's not the one thing that's your dollar, honey. He doesn't care nothing about your soul. He's after your dollar. So they raise up these perverters of hell.
and twist the minds of the people. And the people love that because it gives them leisure and pleasure in what they do. You Moshe, the scripture says, Moshe, he chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah. Listen, than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for Caesar. And that's all America sees, a sin paradise. She brings pleasure. Come on. She's a pleasure haven. She was birthed for that reason. She was born, she was reared to the zenith of her wicked power for that reason. To separate her mind from any kind of discipline that is right. What's right in this nation? You can be a punk and marry another punk. You can be a bulldagger, butch heifer. To say you want to adopt a child. Hallelujah. Makes no difference if you love me or not. I'm a warrior. And I love to fight. Hallelujah. That's my tenacity. Even in the not-ram. And so the minds are so twisted, they don't even know what's right. Children don't even know what's right. We need to get back to the Torah. Come on, Israel. That's what we need to get back to. We need liberation. We're not going to have liberation but in Yeshua. How much? He said, you're full of every kind of wickedness, every kind of unclean thing, every kind of vile thing, because this nation is a very foolish, wicked people. The simplicity of Torah, there's a pattern that brings us to one purpose, to the goal of Yah. Now look at what Yeshua, the prophet Yeshua, Isaiah, look at what he says in Yeshua, Isaiah. He talks about these honeth, these hypocrites. Isaiah 32, verse 6. He says here in Isaiah, Yeshua, 32, verse 6. He says, for the vile, the foolish person, they speak folly. And he says, their love, their hearts, their inward parts will work. It will produce one thing. It will produce iniquity. Is that what it says? Did not Yahshua say you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity? That's what he said. That's all their heart will produce, a hypocrite. It produces a lawless mentality, a self-righteous ideology. That's what it produces. Makes one feels well in their carnal conception of who one is, not with by the judgment of Yah to judge every thought, every intent of a man's life. He says, you are sore. You produce nothing but iniquity, and you produce iniquity to practice hypocrisy. And he says, and to utter, to speak lies, and to utter error against who? Against Yah. They speak lies against Yah. Yah's not with them. Their force is not Yah. Their spirit is wrong. For the Torah of Yah, it is a discipline that brings us in the order of the purpose of Yah. It is not about regulations and rules. It is about the discipline to bring us into the perfect order of Yahweh. Isn't that what the New World Order is going to do? You must be complicit to the order. You must. And if you're not complicit, then they will wipe you out. They'll remove you. Isn't that the ideology of America? You're either complicit to the form of democracy or we will rip you to hell. We will burn your babies in your belly like we did in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. But no one talks about that. They burn the babies in the mother's wombs. They butcher them like beasts in a field. Why we don't? That's true. That's history. That's history. And then they will burn the hell out of Iraq and kill millions of babies in their mother's womb and call it collateral damage to establish a damnable doctrine full of demology that robs the wealth of the nations and kill their babies. I don't care what color your skin is, man, you speak truth. That's what they do. And this whole has been raised up by Yah, her king, Jotun, her king. No truth abides here. Israel, you got to come out of her. You got to learn how to love each other, to live with each other, to help each other. You've learned the selfish, wicked ways of this nation. You're selfish, greedy as hell. Care about me, myself, and I. That's all you care about. You don't care about nobody. Hallelujah. You're greedy as hell. You can't get enough. Hell and the grave is never full. Neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. you will never be satisfied. You get a bathroom this big and you raise hell by cleaning it up. Piss stains everywhere and everything. Rags in the corner. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got a bedroom twice this side. And when you begin to see the spider webs, honey, spider webs gets there too, all right? You raise hell by cleaning it up. You get a maid to clean it up, then you raise hell. She didn't get it all up right. There's no satisfaction in this earth. There's only one thing, that's fulfillment of the Torah of Yah, the life of Torah in Yisrael. Hallelujah. So that's what the hypocrite does. He speaks error against Yah. He speaks error against Yah for what purpose? To make ruach, to make empty. To cause the soul that is hungry, to make empty the soul of the nefesh, of the hungry. And he will cause the drink of the thirst to fail. That's what they do. They cause you to stop thirsting for Sadiq. Blessed are they that thirst and hunger for Sadiq or righteousness. For Yah's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is his imat, his truth. And so there is no thirst for righteousness today. We've been led by hypocrites, men full of iniquity, they're full of lies. So there's no thirst today. We're not thirsting for the Sadiq. We'd rather have a fat daddy's burger. We'll Bojang a pimp fried chicken. We'd rather have that. Oh, there are men that think they follow the preciseness of the Torah. And when a woman has her administrative month, the period of time, they will not allow them out. They say, you stay at home, certain amount of days for cleansing. Yet they will go to Fat Daddy's Burger Shack and buy a burger with some little hole bleeding like a hole. Fingernails and dirty fingernails. And they go to Fat Daddy's Shack. They touch them. How you doing? They shake strangers' hands. These wicked men, outwardly they appear righteous. But they're full of iniquity and hypocrisy. They're just full of bad. But they got secular gas. Hey, she looks young. Oh, okay. Well, y'all keep my eyes. Yeah, y'all say just flee. He'll shake her hand. Thank you so much for the Fat Daddy burger. How much is that $3.16? It is the truth. They tell the daughter, well, you can't come in. No time for that. And yet they go to Fat Daddy's shack. They buy the burger and the Fat Daddy special. Come on, Israel. That's some stranger. She's breathing so bad that she's cramping, hurting. Oh, you'll get off a quarter, man. That's all right. But that's the mindset you got out of there. That's kind of folks out there, and they think that they're right. Oh, you can't tell them. They appear to be right outwardly, but they're full of death. They have no life of power of Torah in them at all. Period. Yeshayah says in the next verse, he said, the instruments also of the scoundrel, these wicked men, are evil. The scoundrels, the instruments, they're evil. He devised Rasha, wicked devices to destroy the poor with what? You tell me they're lying words? You destroy the people with lying words? When you speak not the Torah, they're lying words. You destroy the people. You bring them under the self-righteous obligations that they think they're performing a feat that makes them right. No, it is by the dam, the blood. I don't care what Israel did all during the year. When it came time for the high priest, the Kohan, to make the offering, they had to make sure they were right. He had to go in and make the offering unto Yah. And the Kohan, got all of Yah, has made the offering. And so we have this self-imposed righteousness by our own interpretation. Well, I've done that, so I feel so nice. You do. You feel that way. Whoa. Well, let me step back from you, my friend. Because that is one thing that will deceive you more than anything. Well, I feel like this, preacher. Well, Pastor Roberts, I'm telling you, this is just the way I feel. Your feelings are full of wickedness. Your feelings have not been shaped by Torah. The Torah is simple. And men have made it so encumbered, hard. They have made it that way. They have added
Those that call themselves, quote, Jews have added, unquote. Those that call them Messianics have taken out. Though they call themselves Hebrew, black Israelites. Listen, I hear from all variations of those that call themselves Hebrew Israelites. They raise hell with me. I hear from the ones that are white, ones that are black, ones that are Mexican. I hear from all kinds. Well, Pastor Roberts, you need to change that. If you do that, then I will put, man, you all know what I say to them. Hallelujah. Get out of my face. What are you listening to me anyway for? You know what I'm going to declare. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing else to do? Don't even waste my time. I send the emails right back to them. You read that. I don't need to read it. The letters I don't even open, I send them back. Hallelujah. Fools. They're full of wickedness, full of sin. We omit the weightier thing. That must be mishpat and that must be judgment. Yahweh says known. He makes himself known unto Israel by one thing, by his mishpat, his judgment. Every son that he receiveth, every son that he loveth, he chasteth. He scorches be time. He corrects us, Israel. That's how we know he's among us. Not these sweet daddy messages. It's all right to understand the historical emphasis of the bayit of the house of Yahweh tabernacle. Oh, that is wonderful, but it produced nothing at all. It produced nothing at all. It's beautiful the way the Kohans dressed before you, but it produced nothing at all because we saw the sons of Eli, Phinehas, and Hophni. They were wicked. They laid with the daughters of Jeziah because there was no power of the entrenched Torah within their love. So it means nothing at all. It means nothing. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, now I have the Torah here. And my tizzles are the Torah of delight. And when I get up in the morning, I delight with the tizzles of Yah. Because I know what he has written. I know what he's invested in me. If Yah, bah, I don't think we understand that. He has taken time to write something in you. Bah. He's written out the Yisrael a love letter. Know the love letter like it. You can't find another one like that. It is a love letter that is so precise. I love you. I'll show you how to get yourself right for me. Clean up your filthy, bloody medicine rag. Throw it away. Your righteousness is wrong. I'm cleaning you up. I'm coming for you. But you'd be pretty when I come. That's all I want you to be pretty. Fix yourself up. For me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the gods. Fix yourself up for me. Hallelujah. That's what the Torah teaches us. To fix ourselves up for him. Fixing ourselves up for Yeshua. Hallelujah. And so when he comes, you look at him and say, I'm like him. Not like the world, Israel. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to be a worldly man like the world. I don't want to be a worldly husband like the world. I want to have fidelity, faithfulness, commitment. Hallelujah. To my wife. I'm 53 years old. No way I could handle another one. It was enough when she was 23. She's still pretty, pretty and young. I couldn't handle it then at 23. What could I do with two or three more? I've been in a fool's mess. Hallelujah. Well, we need population. Thou, Yahweh's population unto Israel. When every king, when the kings try to destroy them, Yah, his multiplicity doesn't come that way. When Pharaoh tried to destroy them, the womb just popped that boy. Boom, 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 boom. Hallelujah. That's all he did. His multiplicity doesn't come that way. He scattered Israel. We want to think without our own little secular world. This is all Israel. This is it here. Lies. Lies. The daughters of Tisha are 10:15. I was telling the brother the night I met my natural, one of my natural kinsmen. I was preaching in Virginia. And a man just walked past me. You from South Carolina? Yes. He said, well, I'm from South Carolina. I said, well, my mother tells me that my natural father is from South Carolina, too. His name is this. He said, oh, that's my cousin. He says, mother, my mother. Sisters. He said, oh. He looks at me. He said, you look like him. Never seen the man in my life. But one time. 53 years old when I first saw him. But he says this to me. He says to me, he had chronicled the family or the events of the family, the lineage of that natural family. He says, I'm telling you, he says this, 6,000, 5,000 of us, from California to Florida, from Florida to Maine, he said, everywhere. He said, because all the mothers, all the women they had, 25, 20 children. And then their children had 20 and 15, and then their children. Huh. Sure, Joe is a lot of youngins there. So our multiplicity, our growth of our strength doesn't come by that. I will show you how it comes. Israel. Hallelujah. That's how it's going to come. So the Navi says they speak lying words. They're not words of wisdom. They're not words to strengthen us to accomplish the goal of Yah. Now, there was a prophet that spoke a profound word to us. His name is Enoch Hanak. He says in the book of Enoch, listen, 42:1, it says, wisdom, listen, Israel, wisdom cannot, could not find a place in which she could dwell. Do you hear me? Now, his Torah is his wisdom. So it cannot find a place where, now this is what the Navi writes, Enoch. He said, cannot find a place where it could dwell, but a place was found for her in Hashemah, in the heavens above the sensual earthly wisdom, because it's devilish, it's wicked. Wisdom cannot find a place where it can dwell today. It cannot. This is the prophet of Yah speaking to us. The Navi, he says, then wisdom went out to dwell with the children of the people, but she found no dwelling place. So wisdom returned to her place, and she settled permanently among the Melechim, the messengers of Yahweh. Now that's what wisdom. Listen, Israel. But there was another spirit that went out. The prophet says, the Navi says, then iniquity went out of her room. This Torahlessness, this wicked lawlessness, she went out, and she found whom she did not even expect. She said, my, is this the seed that's called themselves Israel? I didn't expect to find a place, dwelling place in you. She found a place that she didn't even expect to find. Wisdom says there's no dwelling place. But what is the wisdom? The beginning of wisdom is the Yareh, the fear of Yah. We don't fear Yahweh. Well, folks say, Benny Hinn says, that means to reverence. No, it means to tremble. It means to fall prostrate. I mean, you see, when Granny said, boy, come here. She look at you. Burly, big woman, too. Dip tube, grobe, snuff, never forget. Had little teeth like mine. Spit in your face, too. Little nasty. You come here, boy. And you would tremble because you knew that there was a correction. Yes, ma'am. She said, boy, don't make me get up. It's better to get on over there. Because if that big woman, she had gotten up, you were in trouble. So it's best you just went on over and relied upon a little mercy. Hallelujah. And if you stood there right, she would probably give you a few whacks. But when you fought, she put something on you. Iniquity went out. Now, the prophet, this Navi that did see death, he said, iniquity went out. And it found what it was not even expected. It said, my. But the wisdom of Yah could not find a place at all. She found whom she did not expect. And she dwelled with them. She dwelled with them and reigned in a desert like dew in a thirsty land. You tell me she caused rain to fall upon them like rain in a desert. That's what the folly and the hypocrisy and the lawlessness of Israel, when they walk in that, it's like rain. They, if we were lawless people in here doing our hoochie-coo thing and all of that, we would be lawless. We would do any kind of lawless thing go. You would be as happy as a rat in cheese. And that's what the old fault has caused. Israel, it's like, oh, we can do what we want. We can just do this. But it takes us no place. We never go beyond the place that we are. We are continuously brought low down to the dark side of hell. Our minds are hellish. There's no progressive work or no power touring us. One that was very knowledgeable in the Torah, the young lawyer, the Torah teacher, he came to Yahshua. So I'll ask you a question. What must I do to inherit the life of Yah, the kingdom? He says, what does the Torah teach? What does it say? He said, well, the Torah says this. He said, I've done all that. I've done all that. He said, but you like one thing. Well, we think that we love each other, but what the Torah hinges upon, loving Yah with all your life, all your nefesh, your mind, your life, with all of your substance.
And then you love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love no one because you don't love yourself. You're hateful toward everyone because you're hateful toward you. And so you can't really have no great love. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You can't love me if you don't love yourself. When a man truly loves himself, he disciplines himself. When a woman loves herself, she will be straightforward, honest with herself. She's a hypocrite and a liar. She will not be honest. Hallelujah. She dwells in the past. She doesn't dwell in the present. A man always looking to the past. He doesn't deal toward the future. So you cannot love me until you begin. He did not say love your mama more. He did not say love the Jew. He did not say love the Hebrew. He said love your neighbor. You will not steal from your neighbor. You will not steal from you, will you? Will you lie to yourself? And yet we lie to. Don't answer me. You know I do things rhetorically. You lie to yourself all the time. I am right. You're not right. Hallelujah. You're not doing right. Will you believe us? No! I'm telling us what is going to show us, what is going to take. The simplicity of Torah, the truth. It's going to take truth. And ye shall know the truth. You continue my daba, my words. He says, you are my disciples, my Talmudim, indeed. He said, only then will you know the truth, and then the truth shall make you free. That's what the Torah does. The Torah never comes to bind us. The Torah never, it makes us free. And the liberties of Yah. We enjoy the beauty of His wisdom. We just, like a child. And I said to my wife one day we were riding. I don't go much. And the leaves were so beautiful. As we were riding down the Elder Wyman Drive. And the leaves are just so beautiful. I just love that. You come to our place, there's one way you can come in. It's a hill. You overpass a creek. The road is dirt. But then the leaves are just so beautiful. And when I look at that, I become enraptured in that. It's just so beautiful. It's just the life. When I roll into that place, feel so nice. Feel so clean. I can rest. The agony of oppression. I can rest just a little bit now. It feels all right. But I said, you know, this is where I would like to go. If y'all says, I can take your land in bed. I have Sister Roberts roll you out there. Let it roll back there, yeah. Let it roll back there and see the beauty of y'all's creation and the beauty of what He has done for me. Come on, the word of Yah is a beautiful thing. The word of Yah is pure. His Torah is so beautiful. And it's just like us with children just playing there, seeing something so beautiful when you understand the beauty of it. Just, the beauty of a flower is the simplicity of its color, isn't it? I don't see like I used to. So when I look at flowers, the beauty of the pigmentation, the color, I become amused with it. And that's what the Torah is. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. Just like that pattern, those old women. I used to watch my grandmother, my mother, cut those patterns out. And it was nothing. Sew that piece with that piece and that piece with it. You got a frock. That's what they called them back then, frocks. You got a frock. Everybody wore the same kind of frocks. Same frock. Granny was a big woman. She wore a frock with an apron. You see, with no pants on. She wore a frock. She wore a frock in the cotton. She wore a frock. That's what she wore. Down to the ground. Hallelujah. And so they taught you women to wear pants. And cervical cancers and all kind of diseases can produce babies. The dyes and the chemicals. These wicked dogs penetrate your organs. Dressing like a man. Woman shouldn't put on the garment which pertains to a man. A man wear that which pertains to a woman. You look like a daughter of desire. Wear your frocks long. Honey, your legs, your little skinny legs. Who wants to see them? Your beauty is not showing off your ass. Your beauty is showing off the beauty of your Yeshua. Well, Pastor Robert's using the words of the scripture says that ass knows his master's crib. I'm just using what the scripture says. Yeshua told the woman, he said, this bread is not for the dogs. She said, indeed it is. You're right. But even the dogs is out of the crumbs. I know I'm a dog, but give me the crumbs. Hallelujah. He said, my honey, the crumbs. Here, you can have the loaf. You can have the bread and the wine and all that. Not only the crumb. Hallelujah. Come on, daughters of Zion. The enemy has raped you, has raped your beauty. You humiliate some whore, some Hilton. Come on. I see why the price of a man is going to be more precious than the gold of Ophrah. Where are the men today? Where are they to protect Israel? Take care of the daughters of Zion. Put them under the weight of the master's hand and make them crushing blows. And they put them in the salt mines and salt their wounds. And they got to come home, take care of children and cook and clean. And he lay back and on his lazy buttocks and watching television, flipping the channels. And say he's a Hebrew, he's a liar.
He's a lazy man. He's a shiftless, lazy pig.
Hallelujah. Your place, daughter, as the woman is called to look well to the house of Yah. And you represent a beautiful dichotomy, a paradigm of what your beauty is. It is so beautiful that your minds are so polluted you don't even understand it. That's the sad part. And the men can't even appreciate it. That's the pitiful part. It's so sad. It is pitiful. Same thing among the Israelites out there in the world. No different. Hallelujah. But you're not going to like me when I finish. That's all right, though. I have no problem with that. But iniquity, she found her place. She was like a rain in the desert and dew that fell upon the earth and soil of the morning. That's what she has done, and that's what she's like. That's what this iniquity, this Torahlessness, this lawlessness of the mindset of man, that's what it's like. Torah, the Torah. Every word that Yah speaks is a Torah. It's a discipline. It's an instruction. It's a guideline. There's a criteria there. Every word. Every word he speaks. What he spoke unto Adam was a discipline. It's a guideline. What he spoke unto Shavah was a discipline. It's a guideline. Everything he speaks, brothers and sisters, you understand? Every word of Yah is pure. Every word. It has been tried as silver 7 times. Therefore, his servants, we take refuge in the word of Yah. So you just can't come to a few little passages of scripture. Every word is pure. And we were reminded that and the word was made flesh. And the word dwelt in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua, he is the son. Hallelujah. He is the son of Yah. And in Israel, the sons of the Levites, the Levi, they always brought the offerings and offered up the offering. And he came out of the boat that was under the Levi. The Levite, he came out of Yehuda. Hallelujah. And that what we see over there in the land that's crying against the walls and the hats and the tizzles and all, that's not Israel. Am I saying that there's a seed of Israel? That sure it is. I know that blindness has happened in part unto the Israelites. And as Brother Shaul says, what we call Goyim, if we search scriptures, the scripture says that the nations of the world, that the Goyim, that Abraham, that the nations will be blessed, and all nations, not just one identity of the nation of Israel. Israel consists of more than a little strip of land. It's so in scripture. Oh, I look at you. Look, it's right there in the book. We understand the Hebraic mindset. Come on. We look at relics. We look at form. We look at rituals. Because it looks nice and it feels nice. It makes you feel. Who has more relics away than the Catholic whore? Or Islam? I was reading an article that said we can't get nothing done in the Islamic country because we're always praying. Scripture said the man has to always pray. I'm praying when I'm walking, when I'm sleeping, when I'm working. You come to victory, you got the beans to pick, man. Well, I got to pray. No, you pray while you pick beans. Come on. I'll sing with you. But that's the way I work. Oh, we are split wood, man. You go to bust some wood. You pray. Hallelujah. You get to bust in that wood with that mold, you pray. No heart, get the pump in the chest. You say, ah. You hear the preacher over there singing a song, oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Shabbat Yahweh. Oh, yes, sir. Of course, when I finish the day, they all are finished. You understand? I put the same amount of energy. You pray. We got to make sure your wife stays warm. And as Granny would say, you're chillin's. You on your knees over there ain't going to spit one piece of wood, man. But you can pray and say, oh, help me, Yah. Hallelujah. You will find yourself energized and revived. You spit more word then than you were doing before. Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. Let me move with a little quickness. It says here in the book of Bereshit, turn back to Genesis 26. Genesis. The time of famine in the land, the time of Abraham, a great famine in the land. Listen now, I want you to hear this in Bereshit, Genesis 26:1. Scripture says, and there was a famine in the land. And beside the first famine, there was in the days of Abraham, and Yitzhak went out unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Now, we know where Palestine is, the town south of Gaza, over there today. That's where he went. And Yahweh, he appeared. He made himself known unto Yitzhak, to him, and he says unto him, he said, I want you to go down to Mizraim. He said, but I want you to dwell in the land that which I shall tell you to go. I want you to go where I tell you to go. I want you to do that. He says, sojourn in the land. He said, you go where I tell you to go. Now listen to this. In verse 3, he said, you go where I tell you to go, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. I will barak you. I will fill you with the esha, the happiness, the shalom, the strength of you. I will bless you. And unto your zira, unto your seed. Listen what he says. Unto the seed as elder one abroad. He said, unto Yishak, unto your seed. Look what he says, Israel. He says, unto your zira will I give some coal. All these. Was it a country or countries? Is that plural? It has an S, a S on it? Okay, that means more than one, right? He said, I will give you all these countries. He said, I will give you all these Eshrets. He's not just talking about a little piece of land there in Palestine. He said, I will give you all this. And he, what are you talking about? He's talking about, I give you the whole world. I give you the world, Yisrael. This is yours. I'll give you the whole world. He said, I'll give you the Eshereth. I'll give you all of these countries. And so everybody says, just that one little country. He said, I'll give you all these countries. And I will perform my oath which I have sworn to Abraham your avat. Listen now, Israel. The power of Israel, it includes more than that little Gaza strip. More than that. New Jerusalem is going to be how big? 1,500 miles north and south. 1,500 miles. East and west. You know, 1,500 miles, 1,500 miles, 1,500. Well, that's a city now. Hallelujah. That's almost as big as America. And not just one little piece of land. But the spirit of that city, what we call Jerusalem, is the spirit of Sodom and Egypt now. Faggots run it. Perverted government. Thieves and corrupt liars and wicked men. Hallelujah. And if you say anything, then you're anti-Semitic. Well, you can only be anti-Shemite. No such thing as anti-Semitic. Why is it that those that say they are Jews, and if you tell them in their wicked ways, then you're anti? Why is that? Something is wrong with that. You don't get quiet on me. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. I know no man after the flesh. No man! We should not know any man after the flesh. Period. Our heritage is not after the flesh, Israel. All flesh is as what? It's filthy. All flesh. All flesh, Israelites. Hallelujah. If you know a man after the flesh because your skin is black like his, then I will take my bow with him. And the man whose skin is lighter, then we say he's not my brother. That's wicked. Hallelujah. And so everyone, you must be pro, what they call pro-Israelite, to hell with the Palestinians. One life of an Israelite, what they call, quote, a Jew, unquote, is worth more than 10,000 of those that Palestinian. That's not what Yahya says. Israel, he has always fought our battle. He doesn't do a nuclear armament. His power is greater than nuclear power. Hallelujah. He will cause the Malach to come down from Hashemayim. That's what he will do. And we must deal with the reality of that. He said, I will give you all the Eshereth, all these countries, all of them, what Yah says unto Yitzhak. Why? Because Abraham, he obeyed my voice. He listened to my voice and he shema, he guarded. He kept my charge. As this young brother brought out, mishmireth, my instruction, my goals. He kept my charge, my obligation, my service unto me. He kept that, what he said. He says he kept my mitzvah, my commandments. He kept my hukkah, my statutes. He kept that. And not only that, and my Torah. This is not a people that keeps the Torah of Yah. He kept that. He said, because of Abraham, I will give you all the Eshereth. And that means the cities of the world. The world, he said, I will give you that Israel. Because of Abraham, he kept my mandates and obeyed. And you shall be a people that the nations of the world will fear and tremble. Not because of your military might. Because of my name. Because of my stature. Not because you can burn the babies up. Because of my name. My stature. Does Yahweh critique us? We Israel, does he critique us? Then if Israel is Israel, then why are we not critiqued then? Why do not the men today critique us? Why do we not critique? You parents, do you critique your children? Do you correct them? You leave a child to himself in their folly, they will bring shame. We've been left to ourselves, haven't we? Because the wisdom of Yah has not found a place in us. We say to Yah, where we sinned? Tell me where I've gone wrong. I speak my mind. Well, your mind, it doesn't compute much. Nobody's going to tell me anything. Honey, your whole philosophy of life has been taught by some man. You've read. You've studied someone. You have not patented one thing. You're not the originator of nothing in here. Not one of you all. Not one of us. You have not originated anything. You have not brought about a concept of its origin and produced substance for nothing at all. You have not done that. And for the thing you have, you are a deceiver and a liar. You deceive your own self. You have not originated one concept, one revelation of knowledge. You have not. It's been there since the beginning of time. Hallelujah. You're not the originator. You're not the maker of anything. We can't go back to the book, to the scroll, and see the habit and the habitual disregard of Yah with Israel. And he had to burn them into hell. He had to set the fire to them. That they would give their babies unto Molech, Molcham, sacrificing their children. And that's what you're doing today. You're giving your babies their minds to be consumed by their surfing and their televisions and every kind of vile spirit it is with the witchcraft of whole world out here, altering their minds and their ability to think, and they have no understanding of Torah. Neither do you. Folks care more about as the whores turn on, as the worlds turn, than they care about as how that Yah make this world to make this big thing turn. They spend all day watching as the whole turns. Orion, so my hope is in Yahshua. To hell with Ryan. Hallelujah. My hope has not been Ryan. Ryan's hope. And as the world turned, love of life, there's no lust of life. That's all that is. It's full of lust for wicked women. Sleeping with every Jimbo, Bilbo, and Bobbo. Trading off like you trade cattle out of cattle sale. That's what happened out there in Holwood. The women sell themselves to the highest bidder. He gave me a diamond ring. For what? Got to give it back now. I'm going to give it to Jenny Lowe. Hallelujah. And you let that permeate in the minds of your children. You let these serpents of Shaitan that worship the devil, you let them instruct your children and teach them. Something is sadly wrong with you. You give all your time to that. You have no time for scripture, no time for Yah. No time for the discipline of the Torah. You've been disciplined by hell. Come on here, Israel. You say what you want to. That you are that caught up in some kind of a fictitious form and the Torah of Yah is not a reality. What do you think? You think that Shaitan on that whole thing is going to teach you something that calls you to be disciplined after the order of Yah? He is not. He calls you to run from Yah, to despise Him, to reject Him. That's what it does. It trains your mind to be iniquitous. To turn from the Torah. To run. Something is wrong with that, my brothers and sisters. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto Yah. It's filthy. Hallelujah. That's why we can't walk in the light of the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. He said, I'm going to give you all this land. It shall be yours because Abraham has obeyed my statutes. He has obeyed me because he has kept my Torah. You see, he chose to give them that because of the obedience of Abraham. You understand? There's a heritage unto Israel because of the obedience of the forefathers. Hallelujah. And the enemy has come and construed that and twisted it and warped it so that we have a warped people, that everyone is going about trying to establish their own righteousness. and the Tzaddik, or the way of Yah, is established by the Torah of Yahweh. Our righteousness, our right thoughts and concepts, they're like filthy menstrual rags from a woman. Now, what purpose would that serve? A bloody Kotek. You talk like that. You let your children listen to them hell dogs on television. 50 Cent rapping, he's going to have your mammy. What's up, dog? Calling your women bitches and hoes and dog. Come on. Come on, Israel. I'm going to Mac 9 you. I'm going to 9 dime you. Come on. You sitting with that mess? And in these same kind of trivial whole houses, they got the same thing. Well, Yeshua said he's going to mack me out. He's going to attack me out. He's going to back me out. He's going to back me up. He's going to stand with me. He's going to stand me down. Ain't funny. That's what they're doing. Hallelujah. And then there's us with dog watch. It's standing behind the sister. She got us up just bumping. You know, just boom, boom. Come on, she's just going. And he just, come on, that's wicked. Son of Yah. Come on. Let me move quickly. Give me a few minutes, all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah says to Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua 1:5. Yah says to Yahushua, Joshua 1:5. There shall not be any man able to stand to Yasab. He said, no nation, no man able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moshe, so will I be with you. He said, I will not rafa, I will not fail. You hear that? You, nor forsake you. I will not azab. I will not turn away from you. He says, now I want you to understand that this promise is not just unto Yahushua. It is the promise unto Israel. This is the Torah promise. He will not fail Israel. But you will know who Israel is in the order of discipline that they walk in. He says in the next verse, he says unto him, he says, be hazak, be strong, be invigorated with the power of my might. And my might comes from the revelation of Torah. He says, I want you to be hazak. I want you to be hardened. You have to be a hardened soldier in this hour. You can't be someone that's melancholy. In order for you to become hardened, you must be tried. Is that how you make steel hard? What do? Put it in the fire, and then what? And cool it, and then do what? Put it in the fire, and cool it. Put it in the fire, cool it. Put it in the fire, and cool it. It becomes hardened. The more you put it in the fire, oh, you cool it. And as iron sharpens this iron, this is a sword here. So you got to have a sword when you beat up against a sword. It sharpens, all right? He said, you must be hardened. He said, and you must be of tough. You must be of excellent amats, courage. You must have the strength of Yah. He said, for to this people, shall you divide an inheritance the land, which I swore unto the Avad to give to them. Did he not swear unto Abraham to give it to us? He promised us the Esrath, not just in the strip of land, but all the countries. You understand that, Israel? He promised us all of that. Can I tell us something historical? And most men that understand this, they didn't know where they wanted to put the land. When we began to see the migration in the 40s, 48, when David Ben-Gurion stood up in the General Assembly and said, this land should be called Israel. They came from everywhere, from Poland, from Yugoslavia, from Russia. And they didn't know, before then, they didn't know what they wanted to make, what they call Israel, Madagascar. They had many countries they had chosen. They said, we choose this land. We take this piece. Well, Yah says unto Yitzchak, all the land, all the countries, all of this expanse. You can't even see. So he's promised that unto Israel. That's what the Torah teaches us. Yahushua said, if this was my land, my country, my servants would fight for it. And believe me, I would fight for it. I am not going to engage in any kind of physical combat for one strip of land. That one piece. I'm set to defend Yahushua HaMashiach. That's what I'm set to defend. Hallelujah. I don't care if I defend it among those of my natural heritage, or those that their heritage seems strange to me. To hell with them. I'm a man that I've been a Lord all my life in the sense that in the natural family, I've never had them. For they've rejected me. I was telling a minister Just when I say, elder, I got nieces and nephews, I don't even know. My sister has children. I don't even know them. They have children. Never seen them. They think I'm a lunatic. I will not allow them to encroach upon the beauty of Yah and to defame His name. And I will not participate in their activities that insult my Abba. I will not. I will not. So there's a demarcation there. Are you sad? What I got? Come on. Two big boys like that? I still call them boys, all right? Two sons like that? That's right. Got a family. Hallelujah. Torah. Torah. Hallelujah. He says, no one shall be able to stand against you. I will be with you. According to the promise, I've sworn unto you, Avant. He says now this in verse 7. He says not only, the only thing you need to concern yourself with, he said, only be strong and very courageous. Don't back down. That you may, Shanah, you may observe, you may keep, you may give heed, you may take heed. To do some. To do according to some partial. All the what? The Torah, which Moshe, my servant, Sava commanded you, turn you not at the right to the left, that you may shachar, you may prosper, you may walk circumspectly, you may be productive. Now, when Israel walk that way, that's what they are. They are productive. You may understand. You may have insight to the Torah of Yah. He says, this stroll of the Torah shall not muth. It shall not depart. It shall not be expelled out of your mouth. But you shall haga. You shall dream on it, meditate it, think on it, act on it. Therein, sometime in the day. What is that? Oh, what? It says, oh, you should meditate day and night, that you may observe to do all according to what is Chatab written therein. Who wrote the Torah? Did Yah write it? He wrote the Torah. He gave the stones unto Moshe. For then shall you make yourself, you shall make yourself then shalach. When we do what the Torah says, we shall make ourselves, shalach. We shall have success. We shall make ourselves prosperous. For a nation of Yisrael does what the Torah says, you don't have to fight against anyone. You shall make yourself that way. You shall make yourself shalach. He said, have not I commanded you, be strong and be of tough courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Don't be broken by what you see or what is happening. For Yahweh your Abba is with you wheresoever you go. So Yah is with Israel wherever she goes, wherever he goes. Yah is with Israel. I don't care if they're in the boonies of the most far-reached land. Yah is with Israel. I don't care where Israel in the hours of the sea. Yah is with Israel. For he has scattered the Zerah, the seed of Israel, into all the nation because he has given unto them the countries. And out of Abraham, the seed of Israel, so all the nations of the world be blessed. To say we have Israel, every nation should want the Israelites there. Because we live wickedly, then no one can identify who we are. When a true Israelite is a true Israelite, he will bring prosperity. He will bring blessings to the nation because we're wicked. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. When old Pharaoh had those folks in Goshen, she said, man, leave them alone. That's what he said. Leave them alone. They're making us money. Don't worry about it. I know they're making a little bit, but that's all right. The more they make, the more we can tax them. Hallelujah. And Yah prospers them. Sure he did. He made them fat. That the nation says, who is like their Abba? Who is like the great one that they serve? There is no other like them. Hallelujah. No other one like Yah. No other one. I want to close with this scripture here because this is the requirement of all Israel. It's in Gileana. In Revelation. Revelation. And we'll continue this evening. Hallelujah. But it says in Revelation 22:14, you're not going into the kingdom without keeping the Torah. It says in Revelation 22:14, it says, bless, barak, esha, full of the shalom, the peace of Yah, are they that do his commandments. Does it say that? That do his mitzvah. That do his mitzvah. That they may have right to the tree of life, and that they may enter into the gate into the city of Jerusalem. So those that keep the mitzvah of Yah, they're blessed, the commandments of Yah. We must keep all. Nothing has passed from the Torah of Yahweh. Yeshua has brought the fulfilled power of life in flesh that we can see, we could touch, we could feel, and we could see the life of Torah that was in Yeshua. It is a simple way of life. It is a life of simplicity, of tum. And all the parts fit jointly together as the bayat, the house that Solomon built for Yah. Not one piece had to be cut. It was hewn, brought, and put in place. It was all there. And everything was ready to just be put in place. And everything with Israel is ready to be put in place because we're rebellious. Everyone goes to establish their little way, their little clicker. You can do this, you can do that. You can't do that. You cannot do that. We're not homeborn slaves. We're not slaves. We don't have our ears pierced with these augers in our ears to show that we are the slave ship. We're free. Yeshua made us free. What the world esteemed, come on, you call yourself a Israelite, and you ought to look like there was something twisted in your damn mind, man. Come on, woman. We're free. Free. We're not slaves. Our identity is not by the mark of a slave. Our identity is by the mark of the Torah and the Torah of life. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to talk like that, you understand? And I'm not afraid of you to tell you that, my friend. I had one to write me this morning. I answered an email. I didn't answer because people are so immature. And you can tell when they got a problem with me. They won't say, Yahweh barak you. I won't ask you a question. They go directly to it. Well, you said this. It's not even the context which I said it. You said this, this, and that. Well, I don't see why. I understand. I don't mean to upset you. Now, already they're telling me what they are. I don't mean to upset you, but I... And of course, I don't even like to answer emails like that because I wait till sometime, but I will set the young man in order. Jim from New Mexico. Okay, Jim. All right, then. I want to say, Jim, you got a mind that is so twisted and perverted. May God bless you and may God in Jesus' name. You know, that's you don't even know Yah, man. So Yah calls you to come there to a man to hear him, that he will bust your heart, Jim, and tell you what it's going to take, boy, and sit down and be quiet. Hallelujah. The truth. It's an ignorant generation. Well, no man tell me you're a stupid man, Lynn. No man can tell you anything. You go on your job and say, look, I want to tell you something, Mr. Boss, man. This is what I'm doing. He said, yeah. Hit the clock over there. You go to your landlord and say, that's what their landlord say. Look here, Mr. Jim, right? Sir, this payment is $1,800 a month. I'm not paying it. He said, what you want to pay then? I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $10. That's all right. Okay. I have no problem with that. All right. You come home 2 days later to your house padlock. You don't mind telling me nothing. You're a liar. You're a liar. Well, I'll tell you what time to get up. You ain't telling me what time to get up. I'll tell you what. I want you here at 6:30, at 6 a.m. each morning. I say to you, my friend, you've been late. You're 2 minutes late. What time do you get up in the morning? I get up before. I'll tell you what. You better get up at 4:30. Do that. You want to keep your job, don't you? Yes, sir. You ain't telling me. This is the way I like doing it. I tell you what. That's the way you like doing it? All right, then. You're fine, man. I like you. I like your attitude strongly. I tell you what. We got that clock out there. Your name is Pat. Go out there. Just go hit it for the day. Just go hit that. There's so hypocrisy. It only comes when it comes to the man of Yahweh. Nobody going to tell me why. I don't need no man. You don't? That's a lie. I need men. That's why Yahweh saw that man, it was not well for man to be by himself. He gave him help meet. Help meet, understand? That can produce men. It's not well for men to be by themselves. It's not the best thing. You need to be with other men. Hallelujah. You need to be with elderly men. Zokhi, men that have strength. You don't need to be by yourself. Become twisted and all messed up. Sure you do. Nobody going to tell me something. You're a liar. And I know you're a liar. Hallelujah. Well, y'all don't, we don't have to listen to no man. Well, you listen to Shaul. What was Shaul? Was he a man? Was Yeshua a man? Sure was a man. Sure was. Was Moshe a man?
Did he give us the Torah? All right then. Yeshua was a man too, wasn't he? All right. When did he make? Did he make a being, or he made man when he made Adam? All right, was he a man? All right. What came out of him? After his own kind, men. This is an idiotic mindset. It's stupid. It's only an arrogance. It's just like going to school, to college, and hear this little arrogant snotty nosed boy, figure that he has a pristine knowledge. He's a man that has practiced, say, for instance, the constitutional law for 40 years, and he want to debate with him. Now, that's a stupid jackass. It's a fool. Just like a man that understands some of the very precise, intricate orders of the Bayit of Yah. He has studied it for 40 years. And for a young jackass, want to try to challenge a man in that he understand, idiosyncrasies and idioms that this nuthead doesn't even realize the emphasis of that. That is so stupid. This is what this arrogant nation, this whole, has taught us. Challenge him. For what is going to do? You're going to go challenge him, Mr. Bush, saying, I'm not paying taxes. He said, all right. Don't pay it. How much you make a year? Well, I make 23. That's all right. You don't worry about it. You'll be all right. You don't make enough. That's all right. We're not worried about you. All right. Well, I'm not paying taxes. How much you make? I make $260. You're going to pay. No, sir. Okay. Don't worry about it. He works for you? Sir, look, Mrs. Sean. Pat works for you. Began to garnish $600 a week out of his check. Yes, sir, Mr. Yes, sir. Come on. Hallelujah. Your mate, he has an order. His Torah is an order of life. Torah of the universe. Everything he speaks is a Torah. He said, let there be light. That was a Torah that governs the light. That was a word. His word caused the sun to shine within the boundaries of that spoken word. And that's all the Torah is. It's a guideline where everything operates and to bring emphasis upon Yah. And the Torah, the simplicity of the Torah, everything we do bring emphasis unto him. It's HaMashiach. That's what the Torah does. It brings nothing. It shines no light on us, as Elder Wyman said to us, Elder Biden said to us last night. The world, they want to shine lights. And so the men up there in their big fancy robes and their diamond brooches hanging down over their fat guts that protrude like hogs, because that's what they're eating, the hog meat and the swine guts and all of that. That's the truth. Big diamond rings are so big that, man, they could buy everybody in the little whole house a car. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so they appear to be right, but they're full of dead men bones. They're filthy, they're wicked, they're full of hypocrisy and lies. And so everything that we do, it should emanate honor and emanate light upon the, shine the light upon Almighty Yah. And when men see the works of Yah in us, then they will ask, who is that? And then they will honor Yahweh, even though they don't know him. And so everything that they honor me. Yeah, I believe in honoring all men. I believe what the scripture says, fear the king. And honor all men. Not some men. All men. Every man is not a man, though. Yah made man, he did what breathed the breath of life in him. He became a living nephesh, right? That's what a man, when he has the breath of Yah. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. That's just Yah's Torah, his aura. And we began to operate in that realm. We see the beauty of our daughters of Tizayim. We see the men with great strength. That even when women look at them, they just cry because of their beauty and their strength, their character, their courage. It would not be a tear of lust. It would be one of just honor for them. Say, man, to have a man of this magnitude among us. One that's trying to sleep in every woman's bed, trying to grab hold to every little young, tender daughter. That's a wicked man. And there are many of them that way. And so what they're doing now, they're trying to justify their lust. Well, I can have concubines. I can have wives. I can have three or four. I can have all I want to. Lies. Hallelujah. You can't even love the one you got. That's Rome. That was a song that love the one you're with. Come on, if you can't love the one you got, how you think you're going to love one? Man's 55 years old. He's spend the night with this one this week. He's done for another week. He got five. He's going to spend the night with the other one next week. He's done for another week. He can't get back to her. Then he got to go get the next one. And then she's antsy as hell, and she's going through her hormone change and all of that. That's stupid. That's not of Yah. He has one woman. He's coming back for one. He's coming back for a bunch of hoes. He's coming back for one woman. So they say you can have wives, you can have more one. We got this man out here in Florida. What's his name? Kudakowski. The writes that scripture, the scriptures. I was showing my brother a picture of his wife. She's an older woman, heavy woman. She looks like she's a decent woman, what I say. You know, she looks like she's been faithful. And so here this man with his gut out to here,
Big gut. That's what he got, a gut. Looks like a hog. You understand? Now, he's talking about getting another wife. He's already talked with her. What is he going to do? I mean, where does she go? Tell me. She go and leaves him and get her a young buck. What young buck wants her unless she got money to spend? Huh? Come on. I've been married over 31 years. And don't tell me to deal with Wanda. Hallelujah. In my bed. So, Yabarakio, oh, come on, Brother Patrick. This is our closing song. You that are listening to me, Yabarakio, we want to sing this for you all. But this is for us all, Yisrael. May Yabarakio all be strong and may he bless us all this day. In Yahshua's mighty name. You that are listening, shalom, and may the blessings of Yah rest upon you in Yahshua's mighty name. Shalom, Yisrael.
Your people go with us. Take those safely home in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.